Hey there, friends. Welcome back to another episode of our journey to living our best lives. Today, we're diving into the powerful world of mindset and limiting beliefs. You know, those sneaky little thoughts that hold us back from reaching our full potential. But have no fear. Today, we are flipping the script and replacing those limiting beliefs with truths grounded in God's Word. So grab your favorite Bible, cozy up, and let's dive into some soul-refreshing truths. Welcome to the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast. Do you want better work-life balance? Do you get stuck in patterns of perfectionism and people-pleasing? Have you always been an overachiever but never really felt good enough, no matter how much outward success you achieve? Do you want more time for the things that matter most? Well, you are in the right place. Here on the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast, we focus on spirit-driven success and share the secrets to having better work-life balance as a busy woman in leadership. Here you will learn how to set boundaries like a boss, find peace of mind, and reclaim your time for the things that matter most. Hi, I'm Tanya, a wife, mom, leader, and certified Christian life coach. For most of my life, I tried to find worthiness through achievement. I spent decades people-pleasing and pouring myself into my work. I was looking for my value through the approval of others. This led me to feel burned out, empty, and exhausted. I had no time or energy for myself or my family. I realized that I was wasting time and energy looking for validation in all the wrong places. But my life changed when I finally surrendered and God showed me a different way. It is my mission to help you start living the abundant life God has for you. If you're ready to become fueled by grace and find freedom from people-pleasing, if you're ready to multiply your time and impact as a Christian woman in leadership, this podcast is for you. Roll up your sleeves, sister friends. It's time to get after it. All right, let's start by unpacking what mindset really means. It's more than just positive thinking. It is the lens through which we view the world and ourselves. And let's be real, sometimes that lens gets a little foggy. Think of your mindset as the filter through which you interpret your experiences. A negative mindset can turn even the brightest day into a gloomy one, right? While a positive mindset can turn challenges into opportunities for growth. For example, imagine you're faced with some kind of a setback at work. A negative mindset might lead you to believe that you're a failure and that you'll never succeed. But a positive mindset will help you see that setback as maybe a temporary hurdle and an opportunity to learn from it and grow. Now, let's talk a little bit more about those pesky little limiting beliefs. You know, the ones that whisper, "You're not good enough," or "You'll never succeed." Yeah, those the ones. These limiting beliefs often stem from past experiences, maybe negative self-talk, or comparing ourselves to others. But here's the thing. They are nothing more than lies from the enemy designed to keep us small and prevent us from stepping into our God-given potential. For example, you might have a limiting belief that you're not smart enough to pursue your dream career. But the truth is, God has equipped you with the unique gifts and talents to fulfill your purpose. It's time to replace that lie with the truth of God's word. I'm going to give you an example of a limiting belief that I've had most of my life. So I've had this limiting belief that if I show up with the confidence, or if I say no to something in an effort to kind of set boundaries, that person would think I was a bad person or selfish or not a good Christian because I'm saying no and I'm not, quote, serving them. But the reality is, yes, we are meant to serve others and we are meant to be helpful and all of those things, but we're put here to serve in a unique way in which God has equipped us. He didn't say we have to say yes to everything and be doormats. And we can have confidence because of His Spirit living in us if we are truly trying to align our will and our ways with His will and His ways. And now I'm learning that I can set boundaries and I can say no with grace and humility, and I can be respected for that. But the key is really to be sure that I'm aligning my priorities with what I am discerning to be God's will. Now, I screw it up all the time, and that's why it's important to always be in the Word and in prayer and seeking to listen for God's voice. All right, it's time to do some truth-telling. Let's grab our Bibles and replace some of these limiting beliefs with powerful truths from God's Word. For example, instead of believing I'm not good enough, we can declare, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, which is a reference from Psalm 139, verse 14. This verse reminds us that we are intricately designed by God, the Creator Himself, with inherent worth and value. And rather than thinking, I'll never succeed, we can stand on the promise that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4, verse 13. This verse reassures us that with God's strength, with His Spirit within us, we are capable of achieving anything that is according to His will. Now that we've armed ourselves with some of this truth, it's time to start to learn how to cultivate a renewed or a new mindset. This means immersing ourselves in God's Word daily, renewing our minds with His truth. One practical way to do this is through daily affirmations. So start your day by declaring truth-filled statements about yourself and your identity in Christ. Maybe write them down, say them out loud, and meditate on them throughout the day. A lot of times, I sometimes pray for God to help me with my unbelief. So while I know His truth is truth, still my flesh gets in the way and I still doubt myself, or I have fear of failure. So I might actually pray to Him to help me with my unbelief. Another helpful practice is gratitude. This is a big one. Take time each day to reflect on God's goodness and faithfulness in your life. Cultivating an attitude of gratitude will shift your focus from what you lack to what you have, filling your heart with joy and contentment. And if you need to start to develop a habit of gratitude, I encourage you to get a journal that's specifically for writing down and thinking about all that God is doing in your life. And I actually have a free resource on my website. It's a 7-day gratitude journal that has scripture prompts that might help you to start to begin to journal about gratitude. And if you go to my website, gracefilledleader.com, and click on the little link that says freebies at the top, you can find my 7-day gratitude journal, and you can just print off that PDF and get started in that habit of daily gratitude journaling. Okay, finally, let's talk about really stepping into the freedom that living in these truths that God offers us. By replacing our limiting beliefs with truth, we are breaking free from the chains that have held us back for far too long. But here's the thing. Stepping into freedom is a choice we have to make every day. It's about rejecting the lies of the enemy and embracing the truth of God's Word, no matter how we feel or what circumstances we are encountering in life. Life is not unicorns, rainbows, and cupcakes every day, and that's just the reality, but how we experience it truly is a matter of choice. So let's walk boldly in the truth of who God says we are, loved, chosen, and destined for greatness according to His will. With our renewed mindset and faith-filled hearts, there's no limit to what we can accomplish. So my friends, that brings us to the end of this little episode for today. But before we wrap things up, I want to leave you with a challenge. take some time this week to identify just one limiting belief you've been holding on to and replace it with a truth from God's word. I encourage you to actually write it down. Write down that limiting belief or that lie that the enemy has spinning in your mind, and then find truth in God's word to replace that belief with. And hey, if you need some extra encouragement along the way, reach out to a friend or a mentor or a coach who can walk alongside you on this journey. If you can't find one of those, I happen to know a coach, a Christian life coach, who truly works to invite the Holy Spirit into our lives and learn how to walk in a Spirit-led way. And I'd be happy to chat with you and get you started. You could actually book a free call with me if you go to my website, gracefilledleader.com/work with me, and book a free call. No strings attached. Let's just chat about how to get started on your journey to freedom. Together, we can break free from limiting beliefs and step into an abundant life that God has already pre-planned for us. So until next time, keep renewing your mind and walking in truth. And I pray that God fills you with gratitude, peace, and His amazing grace. I pray this episode blessed you, spoke to you, or encouraged you in some way. If so, please share it with a friend and head on over to Apple Podcasts to leave me a review. That's the only way for me to know if you're enjoying the show. Nothing blesses me more than to hear from you. Also, come on over to our free Facebook community. This is a great place for us to support one another on our faith and leadership journeys. You can find the link to the group in the show notes or go to gracefilledleader.com/community. If you have questions or content ideas for the show, please send me a message on SpeakPipe or via email. Go to gracefilledleader.com/contact and leave a written or voice recorded message. I would love to know how I can best serve you on the podcast. Now to Him who can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Ephesians 3:20. Until next time, my friends, God bless.